If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
15 seconds and it's 3rd and 26. They have one timeout left.
This is like the light box. You could have gotten numbers, but just didn't.
You better hurry.
No, this is
disaster in the making here. You're going to have to do something when it comes down to this play. Incomplete, and the game is over. Completely botched at the end by the Bears.
I can't believe they didn't take a timeout. Just assumed they would have taken.
They're looking around like, what just happened?
They had a timeout left.
The clock has struck zero, and it is over.
Well, they keep finding ways to lose. Bears will head home with a timeout in their pocket. They fall to the Lions 23-20 in Detroit. A Thanksgiving loss for the Bears, who have dropped 6 straight, 4-8 on the year. Lions 11-1. This is Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Kevin Powell sitting in for Andy Mazur. Fellas, if I
hadn't watched it, I couldn't believe it. OB, how does Eberflus get on the bus to go to the airport with the team? How do you keep this buffoon after what we watched, what we witnessed? I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. You know, I've been saying for the last 3 weeks, you can't beat yourself. My God, what is wrong? You think that he's gone brain dead, don't you?
Danny, let's just start out from the beginning, the first quarter. Folks, this is the first quarter. This is the 12th game of the season, okay? And we're playing up in Detroit. And the first quarter of this game, you know how many yards we ran for? 5. 2 attempts by Swift for 5 yards. Passing, Caleb Williams threw one pass for 6 yards. The entire first quarter of this game, we got a total of 11 yards running and passing. In the 12th game of a National Football League season, folks, and then let's just jump to the halftime stats. The halftime stats are unbelievable. What do we rush for? A total of 19 yards. The first two quarters at halftime, we ran for 19 yards and we passed for 34 yards. And we're going to worry about, well, it was what happened with the end of the game, crazy and all this, which we will get to. But I'm telling you how we started out. How the hell can you be in your 12th game and you run for a total of 19 yards in two quarters and you pass for 34? Folks, I'm stumbling here for words.
Well, if you
the stupidity of this coaching staff, who are these people?
And just to recap here, if at the end of the game here, all right, Bears have the ball at Detroit's 25-yard line.
15 seconds on the clock with the ball on the 25-yard line and a timeout in Eberflus's back pocket.
Caleb connects to Keenan Allen for 13 yards. It's called back after an illegal use of hands call, so they get pushed back 10 yards. They're at Detroit's 35, and Caleb takes a sack. So back to Detroit's 41, a 6-yard loss. And the clock is ticking. They need to get a playoff or call a timeout and get back into field goal range for Cairo Santos.
Which they had timeouts.
Which they had a timeout. They could have called a short pass there. They could have called a timeout and still ran a pass play to get some yardage for Cairo Santos. Instead, the clock's ticking. Caleb decides to go deep to, I believe it was to Adunze late. The ball hits the ground. The clock hits zero. Bears are going home with another loss and a timeout in their pocket. I can't believe the way they keep finding ways to lose games, guys.
Somebody's at fault. Somebody's at fault. And what do you have to start with? The head coach. Danny,
how do you let him on the play?
This coach knows what he's doing. You have a timeout. My God, you don't go through these situations in practice. You don't go with a minute left in a game. 50 seconds, 40, 32, 5 seconds left to go. Folks, test me. You practice this. You practice this from the 20-yard line going in, from the 30-yard line going in, from the 50-yard line going in. And we're in a 12th game, and we have a head coach and a coaching staff that can't figure it out, and there's a timeout left. My God, how stupid is this coaching staff? Those kids are giving their heart out there, playing, trying to win, coming back from a horrible first half. And we were right there in sight. And who takes it away from us? Not Detroit. Our own stupidity. Our coaches took this victory or a tie. They took it away from our players. This coaching staff did.
312-981-7200, taking your calls up until 4:30. Let's get a call in here. Joe is in Georgia. Joe, you're on WGN. Your thoughts?
Hey there. Thanks for taking my call. First off, happy Thanksgiving. My question to you is, what is Eberflus doing at the end of the game?
I hope he's packing his bags that he's fired, Joe.
Timeout. This is just confusing at this point. Every game. It seems like we just try to lose. Do something stupid.
Okay, you know, and every day is an IQ test. And in the game of football, every play is kind of an IQ test. And especially when you get into the situational, parts of a game, right there at the very end. It's helter-skelter, and there's 15 seconds left. You know a field goal will tie the game and force overtime. That is, before the drive started on the one-foot line, he had to be told, all we need is a field goal. That's the only thing that matters. Now, if somebody breaks a tackle and we score, then, that's great. But you've got to know situational circumstance. And it's like he had no idea what was going on the last minute of the game, play after play. And I cannot believe this. I just can't believe what I watched and witnessed. And every Bear fan, all I can tell you is, my God, how can this man ruin so many Thanksgivings for so many people by being such an imbecile?
Well, the sad thing about it is, the effort, the first half, first quarter, it was awful. Second quarter, it was awful. The total first half was awful. The Bears, they made some adjustments, and they came back. But I'm going to tell you, Eberflus is not a head coach. He's a nice person. He is not a head coach. He might be a good defensive coordinator. As a head coach, it's non-existent. He doesn't exist as a head coach. And I'm telling you, there's a possibility, Dan. There's a possibility he might get fired. He might get fired today or tomorrow. What he pulled at the end of this game with a timeout and a clock going and where we're at and that situation, and he's stupefied. He doesn't know what to do.
Overwhelmed.
My God, folks. Somebody in that Bear organization, wake up. My God.
Mark has a call on Matt Eberflus. Mark, you're on WGN. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for calling. You're on.
Hey, guys. Strap on your seatbelt and your yoga pants. I'm throwing my challenge flag here. I'm going to be challenging my Eberflus. I took my moron pills this morning, and I think they're kicking in. Take the North. Hits. Siri. Playoffs if we run the table. That's it. I had enough, guys.
Okay. Well, and we outscore the Lions 20-7 in the second half. We kicked the dirt off the coffin, kicked it open, and here we come back. We're roaring back, and time after time after time, Caleb Williams is making some plays, making things happen. He's taken sacks. He was sacked 5 times. All of this, it still doesn't affect the fact that he was still making the team viable right up to the very end when the person that is in control of this has to take charge and be accountable and stop the clock, call the timeout, and set the offense up, maybe an out, whatever. But at the very least, you've got to have a chance to kick to tie the game. No matter what, that has got to be the only thing that matters, and this guy sits there and let the clock burn.
312-981-7200. Hamp and OB on until 4:30. Taking your calls. Bears fall to the Lions 23-20. A disaster at the end of this one. Bears now 4-8. We are taking your calls up until 4:30. 312-981-7200. Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Now back to the Hamp and OB show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
Welcome back into Hamp and OB. Kevin Powell sitting in for Andy Mazur. We are recapping another painful, head-scratching loss from our Chicago Bears. 23-20 is the final in Detroit. Bears fall to 4-8, and we're still trying to wrap our head around, guys, just the way this one finished. Caleb Williams sacked at Detroit's 41, a 6-yard last, a loss with about 32 seconds remaining. Bears still have a timeout, and they don't use the timeout. And the game runs out. They run out of time with a timeout in their pocket, and they lose 23-20.
Okay, so if the ball was placed at the 41-yard line,
yep,
you had 17, it would have been a 58-yard attempt if nothing else happened and we didn't attempt to move the ball closer. The career long for Cairo Santo is a 55-yard field goal made. Now, it was inside. Perfect conditions. Why? Why? With 32 seconds left after the sack, you didn't call a timeout, create an opportunity to try to advance the ball 3, 5, 7 yards, because, of course, they were having to play pretty deep because they knew there could be an attempt into the end zone. It would have been so simple to do that. But no, we let the clock tick, tick, tick. We don't get a playoff till 15 seconds, left in the ball game, and we still got a timeout. OB,
Danny, this is unbelievable what went on. To look at this, I mean, it looked like Detroit, they were going to just beat us up and down like a real bad person.
Sorry, OB. Let's go to the phones. Mike's been hanging out, Twin Lakes. Mike, you have thoughts on Matt Eberflus. You're on WGN. What's up, Mike?
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. I mean, these are legendary losses. It's sickening. I'm here with my family. We're trying to enjoy this wonderful holiday. First holiday without my dad. I'm sitting here with my brothers and screaming at the TV. I'm starting to believe that Eberflus is starting to be instructed by his boss to lose these games. I'm speechless. I don't know what to do. Hamp, I love you. You met my brother at a suite once. You're a big man. If my brother's a big man, you dwarf him. So. Love you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm sitting here watching carve a turkey. I'm just done with this.
Mike, enjoy your holiday. We appreciate the phone call.
Thanks,
right?
Mike. And let's go back. Remember the preceding play that gave up the sack. Darnell Wright, they were at the line of scrimmage, and he didn't even come out of his stance. And the Detroit defensive end ran right by him. He didn't even move. So, obviously, it was chaos, and the last thing you can afford to take as a play is a sack. You cannot take a sack when once you are approaching the field goal territory. And what do? We take a sack, and then we basically waste 32 seconds and never call a timeout.
Matt is in Naperville. He actually has a call on the sack. Matt, your thoughts? You're on WGN.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about how we're excusing Caleb Williams from the dumb decisions he's making. He had the sack that caused the field goal to be 55-plus yards, and then he goes and takes over 15 seconds to snap the ball. When are we going to stop excusing Caleb Williams from this mess? Number two, when are we going to talk about the liability that Cairo Santos is that he can't hit a 55-yard field goal in the modern day. Brandon Aubrey, Justin Tucker, no problem from 55-plus. Cairo Santos is a liability. You got to figure that played into it. Thanks, guys.
Matt, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Well, all across the league, field goal kickers, for whatever reason, started taking stupid pills because they were missing chip shots. And you know, forget that. You've got to have the opportunity to give him a chance. And we squandered it. We squandered it. Folks, and OB, you brought this up at the top. Those are situational conditions that you as a team, as a coach, as an offensive coordinator, you drill everybody. There's 9 seconds left. Everybody on the ball. Do this. Do that. We got to kill. Get the ball out. Then get the field goal team. All those, you work on that. Evidently, we don't.
I tell you what, folks. You know, what Dan just said and what I said just a little bit prior to Dan about that, and like, how did that happen? Folks, you practice that. I know you practice it. You practice it every week. Every week. As I remember, when I played, that would be practiced by our offense on a Friday before the Sunday game. You practice that. And what happened today was, I mean,
a disgrace.
I can't find words. Oh, yes, I can, but you wouldn't put them over the airwaves. But I'll tell you what, to sit there, and the way we started out with this game, okay, we're 4-17. We're playing Detroit. You know, they've got one loss. You don't meet the challenge. And then, my God, how do you pass one pass for 6 yards in one quarter of football and two runs for a total of 5 yards? 11 yards total offense for this team in the first quarter. And at half, we got passed for like 40-some yards. We run for like 50 yards or whatever. And this is the 12th game of the season. The 12th game. My God. And then go to the third quarter, the fourth quarter. Folks, this game, if there ever was a chance, when the way it worked out that you ever had a chance of tying it or winning this football game, and it was lost. How was it lost? It was lost because of stupidity.
Hemp.
Stupidity.
Now back to the Camp and OB Show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
Welcome back into Hemp and OB. I'm Kevin Powell, sitting in for Andy Mazur. A Bears loss in Detroit, 23-20. A disaster to end this game. 312-981-7200. We will be here until 4:30, taking your calls. And guys, you think about this losing streak and the amount of losses that have come on the final play. Hail Mary in Washington, block kick against Green Bay, game winner with Minnesota in overtime, the field goal, and then this debacle at the end where the Bears go home with a timeout in their pocket. Matt Eberflus doesn't take a timeout after Caleb Williams is sacked with 32 seconds remaining on the clock. The final play, the final snap, guys, 13 seconds remaining. And he snaps the ball, goes deep to Odunze, incomplete, ball game over. Tough to wrap your head around it. And what play do the Bears need to scrap? This was an easy one, guys. Sponsored by Elgin Recycling, where you'll get top dollar for all your scrap metal. The final play of the game is the play they need to scrap.
Absolutely. And now it means that Eberflus is 5-20 in one score ball games. And what does that tell you, OB? It tells you he is incompetent. There's no other way to cut it. He's incompetent. And today was Exhibit A. Forget, you know, there was a meme going around where in the other losses, we had so many opportunities to not only win, but we had a margin of victory like a 90% plus. And yet we find ways to lose the game. Why? Because of incompetence. And it starts at the top, and it starts with him.
Let's go to the phones. Vlad is in Sacramento listening in. Vlad, you're on WGN. What's up?
Guys, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, I can't take it, man. I think Flus has found, single-handedly found every way, a different way every week to lose a game each week. You got that. Block field goal, the Hail Mary, now today. Guys, this is not college. This is the NFL. You're supposed to call a timeout right away to get in the field goal range and not mess around. I don't know what the hell he was doing. I'm starting to think that he just wants to screw us on the way out of his job, or he's just being incompetent, man. It's too much, guys. It seems like every week we're last in every category possible. Caleb's been sacked 49 times this whole season. Guys, Blues has got to go. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I appreciate you all.
Well, you know what? All this, gentlemen, and to our listeners, all this goes back to day one of training camp. The special camps, the training camp, the exhibition season. We played nobody. And it all comes. Now you're seeing what's happening. You gotta get people ready to play this game. You just have such a short season, and everything is about, you talk about winning a game. There's only 17 of them. I mean, you got to be ready to go. And we did nothing. And so far, this coaching staff, they have showed me nothing. And all you have to do is go back to every game so far this year, folks. Go back, counting us, won the prior 12. See, take a look at our stats in the first quarter. Take a look at our stats in the second quarter. We play half of a football game and with our hands tied behind our back. Danny, that's what I see. Well, if I was to point to one thing so far after 12 games with our record, and I'm going to tell you what, I would say this team has never been prepared.
Okay, let's look at the first half. As bad as it was, we were able to crawl out of the wreckage, and we were back in this game in the second half. But the first half, how unprepared was this team? We went three and out the first three possessions, and then we turned it over and down.
Danny, nothing.
Absolutely nothing. But here's the thing. Talking about this team being unprepared, we all saw Cole Kmet on those illegal screens. He was called for a legal pick on two separate occasions. I talked with Tommy Waddle.
That's not forgivable. You can't do that.
Yep. And we all saw it, and we can't believe it. And Cole Kmet's a good guy, good player. We like him. But how bad was it? I mean, your mother could have called that, and yet he didn't understand what was, you know, necessary to avoid getting a penalty called on. I mean, this is a team that is unprepared in so many different ways, and it all has to be laid at the foot of the head coach.
What should have happened, Danny, the offensive the receivers coach should have grabbed him when he came off the field and went over it, what he did the first time, say, what are you thinking about? You know better than that. Don't ever do it again. Guess what he did? He came back and he did it again. Now, do I know if that receivers coach talked to him? That I don't know, but that's what you're supposed to do as a coach. When something happens, you jump all over it and correct it.
And instead of just getting in the way and creating just a barrier for the defender to go around, he lunges into the guy. I mean, it's inexcusable.
Time now for Who Brought It Today, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. A painful loss, but Hamp still... some optimism around Caleb. He really kind of rallied the team late here.
How can you not say that he brought it? Because he single-handedly got us back in this game. We had a chance to win. The last drive, we started at the 1 foot line, and now we're across the 50 threatening, and all we needed at the beginning of the drive was a field goal to force overtime, and who knows what happens in overtime.
I tell you what, I agree with that choice of him. Absolutely. But let me just tell you something. Detroit now is 11-1?
Yep.
They're 11-1, folks. What you got to understand about this right here, Detroit's defense. Now, I'm talking about their offense, their defense. They are without 9 players. On that defense, 9 players have gone down from one form of an injury or whatever. 9.
Hamp and OB, 312-981-7200. We are here until 4:30, taking your calls after another painful Bears loss, 23-20 in Detroit. Let's go to Javier in Rockford. Javier, what's up? You're on WGN.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what is it with these guys, man? It looks like I was watching a high school team in the first quarter, the first half. Man. And not only that, you know, we keep on shooting ourselves in the foot. These coaches over here, man, it's so ridiculous. What are we fighting for? Playoffs or first draft? We don't have a first draft because we're in the middle of the pack.
Javier, you know? Here's what's happening. Offensively, when you start a game out, there's usually around 10 to 12 to 15 plays that are basically sketched in, and this is what we're going to run to see what the defense is going to do. Okay? And you reset your game plan. If plan A is not working, you go to plan B. And when you do it on the fly. Why? Because the game is only basically an hour long, 60 minutes. You know, you can't put it through all kinds of machines and do all this and do all that. You've got to have that down. If this is not working, you go in with a certain game plan to run the ball at certain sides, weak side, strong side, whatever gap, throw the ball deep, short, whatever, throw the ball to who. If it's not working, if that's plan A, then you go to plan B. That isn't working, you go to plan C. That's what championship teams do. That's what they do, Javier.
So, on occasion, a coach in his first year may make some gaffes and make a few bad decisions. But this has been 3 years of inattention to details, and it's all resulted in a colossal failure. Again, this is about a coaching staff that is totally inadequate for what is required to compete and be able to win at the NFL level.
Danny, another thing here that bothers me, this coaching staff and also the front office too, there needs to be more discipline here.
Let's go.
There needs to be more discipline on that field and with that coaching staff and holding people's feet to the fire. If they screw up and they make things wrong, correct it.
Defensive back Kyler Gordon, by the way, as we're getting some post-game stuff, was asked, quote, underlying reasons for close losses. His response, next question. Maurice, you are on WGN. What's up, Maurice?
Hello, gentlemen, and happy gobble-gobble day. Now, this game, you described as a disaster. As I said to you, OB and Dan, Matt Eberflus needs to be out of here. Also, you followed me up, OB, with the fact that the general manager needs to be fired. I understand why. You saw a player with Detroit. You had David Montgomery. He kicked their ass. Who gave him away? You're a general manager. I understand what's going on with this team. It's pathetic.
Okay, for the record, David Montgomery was offered a contract by Detroit. The Bears matched it, and yet he wanted to go to Detroit. He left by his own volition. But all that being said, it speaks volumes. He knew, evidently, what he had to, you know, as a coaching staff here, and he saw what he saw in Detroit that looked much more favorable.
312-981-7200. We are taking your calls until 4:30. Dan Hampton's Defensive Player of the Game, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Anybody really stand out to you today, Ham?
Well, Kevin Byard, OB likes him. I like him, too. He seemed to be, you know, the only one actually being, you know, on top of the plays.
What a football player that kid is.
He is, and he's easily the best signing of free agents that Poles has had.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, folks, all this, who hired Eberflus? Ryan Poles.
Yep.
Who was the one that signed off on Shane Waldron? Ryan Poles. Who signed off on the two numbskull coordinators last year that got fired? Ryan Poles. So we're going to expect him to go out and find the genius that's going to lead us out of this? I don't think so.
That's Dan Hampton, Ed Obradovich. They are here until 4:30. Hampton OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Back to the Hampton OB show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
Welcome back in to Hampton LB. Kevin Powell sitting in for Andy Mazur. Bears losing in Detroit 23-20. A head scratching. That's an understatement, trying to figure out exactly what went wrong with the Bears down the stretch. They were in Detroit territory. A penalty pushed him back. Then Caleb took a sack to the Detroit 41-yard line. And then with the clock ticking, he was sacked with about 32 seconds to go. The Bears had a timeout, ran one more play, and the game was over. And we are still trying to figure out exactly what happened there. Matt Eberflus is talking with reporters now. We will hear from Eberflus at some point.
1 second here.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, OB.
Caleb, he's right there. He's the quarterback. Sure. He's one of the captain. Like, he has never been in a situation like that or close to it. He should have called it. He should have had the wherewithal to make that call.
He did elect to go deep to Roma Dunze instead of trying to get the ball out quick. But the whole thing was a disaster. It's the Mahler Auto game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mahler family of dealerships in Hoffman Estates, Gurney, Highland Park, and Merrillville. A tough, tough finish for the Chicago Bears. Hampton will be on until 4:30. Taking your calls, 312-981-7200. John in Fox Lake has a Caleb Williams thought. John, you're on WGN.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ed and Dan. Just really two quick points. I know you guys are backed up. My first point is, which is going to be tied in my second point about Caleb Williams. My first point is, if I'm George, I'm picking up the phone, I'm calling Warren, and I'm telling him to start compiling a list of head coaches and have it finished by February, because we know it's just Eberflus is gone. The second part is, there is a silver lining in this game. I'm not a Caleb Williams fan, but Caleb Williams is showing signs of greatness, of what he could potentially be. And again, we need coaching and a head coach and a proper head coach that is going to guide him and lead him and show him. We don't have that talent at the coaching level to kind of give Caleb guidance. He is a rookie, but the talent is there. Today, the kid took a pounding. He took a pounding. We need an O-line. Poles, what the hell are you doing? But we need to get a list going of potential head coaches. I'm sure George is going to make that call.
John, thank you for the call.
Okay, you know, the coordinator that we watched today on the opposite side of the field, Ben Johnson, their offense went stagnant in the second half. So is he the guy? Does he have all the answers? You know, I don't know.
It's funny. You know, we were talking about Thomas Brown, and the first half didn't look so good, you know?
No, and then Joe Brady, the guy in Buffalo, is he going to be the guy? But your point is dead on. And think about this, folks. The last 3 weeks, OB, we are in the toughest division in football. Green Bay had 8 victories today. Minnesota's got 9. Detroit had 10, now 11. How sad has this been for us to squander on a week-to-week-to-week basis opportunities to win against Green Bay? Caleb, in the fourth quarter, last drive, overcomes penalties and makes throws and gets us in position for a field goal that is blocked. The next week against Minnesota, he scores 11 points in 22 seconds. Think about that. Just to get us to a point where we can go to overtime. 11 points in 22 seconds. And then what we saw today, after a dead horse first half, where we didn't pee a drop, in the second half he throws 3 touchdowns, gets us back in the game, and we waste it. We squander it because we are too stupid to know how to operate an offense late in the game.
Danny, I have an answer for you and for you people out there. This coaching staff, okay, never got this team ready to play a 17-game schedule. I've said it before, and just what you saw again today, what you saw just to me, it just verifies what I think and what I believe. They, you know what? This starts every year. This starts with those special camps, with training camp, and with exhibition season, and then you get ready to go to play your first of 17, okay? These are precious, precious games. There's not a ton of them. I keep saying that. But what you have to do, you got to have these guys ready to play. And we don't! We don't have them ready to play. I defy anybody to tell me if they do, then exactly tell me or show me how the hell they've done it with the special camps, training camps, exhibition season, getting this team ready. This just didn't happen now. This happened way back many, many, many months ago. They did not have this team prepared to play the first game and this season. And I'll stick by my words.
Bears losing to Detroit 23-20 in Detroit here on Thanksgiving. Hamp and OB will be here until 4:30, taking your calls 312-981-7200. And hello, football fans, from longtime sponsor, Nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich. For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side.
Now, back to the Camp and OB Show, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers.
Welcome back into Hamp and OB. Kevin Paul sitting in for Andy Mazur. Dan Hampton, Ed Obradovich are here until 4:30. 312-981-7200 as we recap a brutal loss for the Bears, 23-20 in Detroit on this Thanksgiving. And OB, go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. Folks, this is my opinion, okay? I truly believe where this game was lost, not at the helter-skelter end of the game, okay? This game was lost in the first half. Why do I say that? Folks, we had a total in the first half, 2 first downs and combined total net yards running and passing of 53 yards. The first 2 quarters of this game, 53 yards running and passing and 2 first downs. And what happens? You get to the end of the game, and you need a miracle play to win the game or to tie it, when the reality is it was lost in the first half. Why? Because of what I just said. 2 first downs, you convert, you get, and you have a total net of 53 yards running and passing, and it comes down to the last few seconds of a game. That's where this game was lost, folks. The first half of this football game. And why? Because this coaching staff did not have them ready to play. Did not have them ready to play. The numbers tell you that. The few seconds, forget about it. That's where this game was lost. The first half.
Okay, and just to emphasize that, we got a stat here from Josh Dubow from Marquee Sports. 221 coaches have coached at least 20 career games in the NFL. 221 of them that were decided by 7 points or fewer, meaning a one-score football game. What do you think Matt Eberflus rates on the 221 coaches, Kevin?
I'm going to go dead last, Hamp.
You're exactly right. Dead last. Let's get back to the calls.
Let's get a call. Pat in Naples. Enjoying some nice weather. Pat, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for tuning in. What are your thoughts on this painful
debacle?
Go ahead, Pat.
It was a debacle. And you know what this reminds me of? A state, a city, how they're run. The football team is being run the same way. Incompetence. You have a lot of great talent. We're running plays that, I don't know, blind people are growing up. I don't know what's going on. You have great receivers. Let them crisscross. Let's run an offense that can move the ball with the talent you have. That's all I have to say.
Pat, thanks for the call. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You know, after the dumb and dumber first half of offense that OB just talked about, think about this. Caleb Williams had almost 250 yards and 3 touchdowns in the second half. The kid is capable. We got to find a coach that can help him.
Time for the epic performance of the game, sponsored by Epical, revolutionizing beverage hydration with a pickle twist and rapid hydration. One player that received one of those touchdown passes from Caleb Williams, DJ Moore. Hamp.
DJ Moore had a decent game, 8 catches, 97 yards in that touchdown. But more importantly, Caleb is throwing the ball down the field. Unfortunately, that very last play didn't work out so good.
It didn't work out. Let's go to TJ. He's been hanging on, St. John, Indiana. TJ, you're on WGN.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. How you guys doing?
Good. You too.
Thank you. I can't believe this. I mean, who in their right mind does not call a timeout with not much time left? I mean, I am just as stunned as you guys. I mean, Ditka never would have done that, right, Danimal?
You know, the head coach can call a timeout any damn time he wants.
Right.
If he's smart enough to know when to call it. Now, think about this. You've seen people where their kid's standing in the edge of the street and a car's coming and they just watch it. They don't. It's almost like he has no idea of what to do. He is totally incompetent. And how many times have we got to see this car wreck just to put the cheese on the cracker?
TJ, there are 16 coaches. The Bear coaches are on the sideline. 16. 10 are up in the booth. And they all have their ear pads or whatever you want to call them.
Headphones.
And guess what? They can communicate to the head coach. You mean to tell me somebody, the 10 coaches up there are looking down on that field. The 16 coaches are right standing basically within 10 yards of them, max. Okay? And not one of them could say, hey, coach, I think we should call a timeout. You hear what I'm telling you? Oh. There's 16 on the sideline, 10 up there, and nobody can figure this out.
Well, and OB, to your point, it's not just us. This is a report from Adam Johnson, The Athletic, who was in the Bears locker room after the game. Quote, several Bears players in the locker room expressed how shocked they were that a timeout wasn't called as the final seconds played out in Detroit.
Kevin,
so we're watching it, and the players are watching it, and they can't believe it either.
And we're saying it, and this is going on.
I know.
Well, folks, I mean, there's a serious problem here. And you know where it looks like it lies? Right at the head coach's front door.
Caleb Williams, 20 of 39, 256 yards, 3 touchdowns, a long of 31.
All of that in the second half. The first half, yep. The very end.
He threw for 34 yards the first half.
Yep.
And how, 34 yards.
And how well did the Bears protect the pocket? Sponsored by the Protect and Grow Retirement Plan by TJ Stearns. Always protecting your pocket. Your thoughts?
Well, we gave up 5 sacks. Most of them came down the stretch.
Yeah.
You know, the second, third quarter, he was getting pretty decent protection. Unfortunately, the offense just didn't do a whole lot.
Just so, like real quickly, I want to say it again. Damn it. I'm telling you. We lost the game at the end. Oh, the last play. No. This game was lost in the first half, folks. If you know anything about this game, please believe what I'm telling you. We did nothing. 2 first downs at converting. 2 first downs, and we have a total of about 50 yards? My God. The game was lost. Game, set, match.
Sophia in River Forest has been hanging on. You're on WGN. Sophia, what's up?
Hi, Hampton OB. I'm a new watcher of football. I've never really seen many games before, but I watched that last play, and I thought it was absolute garbage. And I'm confused because I don't really understand the NFL. Can you not fire a coach? Because as I'm hearing, it's all the coaching staff's problem.
Sophia, good call, good question. We appreciate it.
You know what? I'm not going to disagree with her.
Yeah.
Well, just
we can put it on Eberflus's head. Yeah, absolutely. We've got an offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator. All right? I agree with what she says.
Final stretch here of Hamp and OB. We are taking your calls to 430-312-981-7200. Bears losing in Detroit 23-20. Hamp and OB, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
I'm not going to talk about specific plays, but it was a play that was going inside, and then because we had the timeout, and we would have been in field goal range then. It would have been all set.
What went wrong on the set where Larry kind of got caught out there with two rushes?
Yeah, I have to look at the exact play. I got to look at the play right there. Again, I got to get to the bottom of that. I didn't see it. I mean, I saw the guy come free, and I know what the play was.
Yeah, wasn't the ball snapped at 18 seconds?
We just got to do a better job together. Just got to do a better job together to re-rack that play, get it off, and then call timeout.
There, that was Matt Eberflus following a loss. Bears go home with their 6th straight loss, 23-20 in Detroit. Had a chance to, at minimum, tie things up. They were in field goal range. Then there was a penalty. Then there was a sack. And then the Bears just let the time run out. Caleb Williams went deep to Odunze. It was incomplete, and time expired. Bears lose and head home with a timeout in their pocket, guys. Not much of an explanation there for Matt Eberflus. We will get to the phone, 312-981-7200. We still have time for phone calls. Get your call in, 312-981-7200. Sammy and Jack in the producer booth will take your call.
You are what your record says you are.
Well, I think I wanted to hear there, you know, when he said, oh, we had a play design for the middle of the field, get a quick pass out. I think everybody wanted to hear, I should have called a timeout as the head coach. I didn't hear that there. It's frustrating, guys.
He is so obtuse, he doesn't even understand what happened. He doesn't. Folks, that's why we're all, it's like a bomb went off. We can't believe he allowed what happened to happen.
Let's go to Dave in Florida, has thoughts on the coaching staff. Dave, you're on WGN. What's up?
Okay, from Trushman to Fox to Nagy to this guy, this is what I would do. I'm at the airport. I'm the head guy. You'd all hold back the coaching staff. You're not getting on the plane. You are not getting on the plane. You got to figure out how to get home on your own. The show should have a brain.
They'd get lost. They wouldn't know how to get home.
Thank you, Dave.
That's right.
We appreciate the call, Dave. Have a good one. Joe is in Kankakee. Joe, thoughts on the offensive line? Joe, you're on WGN.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you hear a lot about how bad the coaches are, especially Eberflus. But who is responsible for hiring him and that rotten cottage cheese offensive line?
Well,
nobody talked about him.
Well, okay, Tevin Jenkins is a holdover. He was miserable today. The right tackle, Darnell Wright, he didn't move on the last play of the game to give up a sack, next to the last play on this, of the game to get on a sack. And he gave up a bunch of pressures all day. The rest of the guys, they're just stopgaps due to injury. I mean, it's a bad offensive line, but at some point you would expect more.
312-981-7200. This is Hamp and OB up until 4:30. We do have a quick cut of Matt Eberflus on that final play and what went down. Sam?
Yeah, I like what we did there. Again, once it's under 7, you know, you're gonna call timeout there, or actually under 12, and then really you don't have an option. Because it's third to fourth, you got to throw it into the end zone then. So to me, it's I think we handled it the right way. I do believe that. You just re-racked the play, get it in bounce, and call timeout, and that's why we held it, and didn't work out the way we wanted it to.
What the hell did he just say?
Thinks they handled it well.
Oh, boy.
Thinks they handled it well.
I am. I'm speechless.
Tough to wrap your head around it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Bears falling in Detroit, 23-20. Had a chance to, at minimum, give Cairo Santos a shot and tying things up and sending it to overtime. But these devastating losses are piling up. Ronnie is on WGN. Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was just thinking about that 36 seconds that ran off and Eberflus' explanation. They were so much in his ear not to use the timeout because they needed it to get the field goal team on the field, and he could use the whole field the previous play. That's why he didn't call timeout. I guarantee it, he froze. Caleb froze.
Okay, and what happened is, in a perfect world, if there was 15 seconds and the play was snapped, then that would be a viable, way of looking at it. But the clock kept running. That's where you have to step in and stop it. You've got to call timeout. You cannot let that last play be the last play of the game without calling a timeout.
That's exactly correct. There's nothing else to talk about in that situation.
Brian in Aurora, you are on WGN. Brian?
Guys, I'm just wondering, what doesn't Cole Kmet understand about running that pass play that he got the second penalty on that killed us at the end of the game?
Obviously, it was an issue three times today. Now, again, OB, I mean, we like Kmet, but what is the coach telling him that he keeps doing the same wrong thing?
When he did that the first time, as if he didn't know, he knew what the hell he was doing. But he got called. You come down and you sit. What do you think you pay these 26 coaches for? You sit him down and you correct it. Right then and there, folks. Right then and there. That's what an assistant and a position coach does. Somebody does good, go over why he did good when they come up. When they do make a mistake, you go over it and you correct it. Then, not later. Why not later? Because you don't have time. This game is 60 minutes long, and there's only 17 of them. For God's sakes, if you make a mistake, you as a position coach or as a coordinator, you correct it right then and there. And I know what I'm talking about.
Got time for a couple more calls here on WGN. Linda, you are on with Hamp and OB.
Hi, I'm 76 years old. I watch football. And you know what? I think college football is more exciting. And I want another question answered. Who the hell vets these coaches? Don't they see what their records are? What's going on? I mean, I'm yelling at the screen. I could call a better play than the coaches can. And that's all I
got to
say.
Thank you, Linda.
All right, Linda.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this buffoon has lost 6 straight games, and in all 6 of those games, our quarterback hasn't thrown a single interception, which is normally, you know, the stake in your heart if your quarterback is throwing interceptions. How can he do it? There have been 221 coaches that have been in games decided by 7 points or fewer. Matt Eberflus is the worst in league history, and we think things are going to change?
It's Dan Hampton. OB, any final comments before we wrap up the show today?
Well, I tell you, there's so many other different things to say, but again, this team was not prepared. This team was not prepared to win this football game. I don't know if they were playing scared-to-death football or what you want to call it, but they were not. And why do I say that? All you do is have to look at the first quarter stats, second quarter stats, and that'll tell you what happened. You play an entire half of a football game, and you do nothing. You do absolutely nothing. Nothing!
It's great.
That's where this game was lost.
It's a great Ed Obradovich and Dan Hampton. I'm Kevin Powell, sitting in for Andy Mazur. Fellas, it was great to spend the day with you. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't let the Bears ruin your Thanksgiving. To Sammy and Jack in the producer booth, thanks for the help today, fellas. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for calling in. This is Hamp and OB's.